Karen Daf Mesechtas Brachas Daf Nun Alef. We begin 13 lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues on a similar theme from the previous Daf, where the Gemara spoke about four things by Challah, which are certain chashivas that it had about it. So now the Gemara discusses different things that it talks about different food items, and specifically now we're going to be talking about a drink known as asparagus, and then we're going to be talking about wine, different things that are beneficial and harmful, different things about different food items. So the Gemara begins. Tanya Rabban, asparagus yofa lelev. Asparagus, again, this is a type of a drink that they used to drink every morning on an empty stomach, and was for medicinal purposes. So it's beneficial for the heart. But tovel and aim, it's good for the eyes. But kolshkin with the aim, definitely it's good for the intestines. And moreover, the harogel boy yofel chol gufa. Whoever's accustomed to drinking this asparagus every single morning, if some people have like a lemon drink, they had the asparagus, so then it's going to be good for the entire body. However, but if somebody gets drunk on this drink, so then it's harsh for the whole body. So now the Gemara is Medaik and the Brisa says Mediktani Yafalalev for the fact that we learned that it's good, that's beneficial for the heart. Then obviously we're talking about the asparagus version that's made out of wine. And that is, as we're going to learn a little bit later in the Gemara, that asparagus lalaat yafa, when it says that there's a certain type of asparagus drink that's good for lamed ayin test, which is known as lat. That, the Gemara says later, that's talking about the wine version. And lat, lamed ayin tes, stands for lev, the heart, ayin, the eyes, and chol, it's for the spleen. That these three things are good if you drink the asparagus drink, which is composed together with the ingredient of wine. So the fact that we said it's good for the heart, obviously the heart is lev, it's one of the lat, that's the wine version of asparagus. And yet we say, we say that it's good for the intestines, so that's difficult. Because if we're talking about the wine version and we're saying that kolshkin lebnei ma'ayim, that's definitely good for the intestines, v'atani, but we learned in the braisa, la'ad yofa l'ramat kosha. That wine, the wine version of asparagus, is good for lat, for the lev, the yain, and the tchel, but it's harsh for ramat, which the Gemara later says that ramat is harsh if it's the wine version. And ramat stands for the roish, the head, ma'ayim is the intestines, and tachtoin is the tov, is for hemorrhoids. So therefore, how can we say that it's kolshkin lebnei ma'ayim for the intestines? If we said that the wine version of asparagus, ramat, which the mem is for the ma'ayim, is for intestines, it's harsh for. So the Gemara says, depends what type of wine. Kitanya hi b'miyushin. When did we say over here that the kolshkin lebnei ma'ayim, that this wine version of asparagus is good for the intestines? That's talking about aged wine, which is that it's been aged at least 3 years, as the Gemara about Bastra says, that when we're talking about old wine, it's from the previous year. When we're talking about aged wine, miyushin, that's from at least 3 years, as the Gemara says, as we learned in the Mishnah, that we see that aged wine is good for the intestines, and therefore, although we said that, let's say there's two types of asparagus, and the asparagus version that has wine with it is harsh on the intestines, that's only if it's not aged. But if it's aged, then it's even good for the intestines too. And the proof the Gemara brings is Kedanah, as we learned in the Mishnah, so if someone takes a vow, koinim yayin shani toyim, that in other words, the word koinim is that what the wine that I should drink should have a din like hektosh on me, that I'm not going to drink any wine. And he said the reason why, shayayin kosh abimayim, because wine is harsh on the intestines. In other words, maybe it was causing him problems for his stomach. So he said that I'm not going to take a vow, no more wine for me, I'm swearing it off. So Amar Loi said to him, by lemi yushin yafu libidimayim, but aged wine is good for the intestines. Bishasak. And he was quiet. In other words, that's not the reason why he took the vow. He only took it because it was harsh on the intestines. So the halacha is, asr b'chadosh u'mutar b'miyoshin. He's forbidden the new wine because that was, the so to speak, the context of why he took the vow, because those type of wine is harsh on the stomach. But he's permitted to have aged wine because that's good for the intestines. Shema minah, that we said, that kolshkin for the b'nei ma'ayim, is talking about aged wine, where there it's good for the heart and all those different things, and even for the intestines because it's different than regular wine. Similarly, the Gemara brings a brisa, tanya rabban. Shisha dvarim nemar b'asparagus. There are six different things, six in the halachas, that are said about this asparagus drink, again, which people drink for medicinal purposes every morning. Ein shayson oisay el kshu chayu mali. You only drink it when it's undiluted and when it's full. In other words, it has to have, from the wine that's in those ingredients, has to be undiluted. Mekabli b'yamin v'shesei b'smol. You accept it with the right hand, but you drink it with the left hand. Ve'im asichin acharav ve'im afsikin boy. You don't talk afterwards, and you don't interrupt while drinking the asparagus drink. Rather, you drink it at one time. You only give it back to the one that gave it to you. You don't give it to someone else. v'rok achrav, and you spit afterwards. Ve'in simcha noisa el b'mina, and you only support it with this type that's just like it. And that is when you're eating afterwards something, so to speak, because it's early in the morning, you didn't eat anything. It has to be something which is the same type as this asparagus drink. To which the Gemara asks, but Tanya, but learned the Braisa regarding this last halacha, that ain't simcha noisa el b'pas, that you don't support, so to speak, the drinking of the asparagus drink only with bread. So how are we saying that it has to be from the same type as the asparagus drink? So the Gemara said, l'kasha, haba de chamra, haba de shichra. That it depends. If it's the wine version, so then you support it with bread. If it's the beer version, so then you support it with what's the same type as the asparagus. In other words, if let's say it's shecher ta'enim, which is beer made out of figs, so then you support it by eating figs. If it's the type of that's from tamar, if it's date beer, then you support it. In other words, you eat along with it dates as should be from the same type. So depending which one it is, if it's just bread, if it's the wine version, then it's just bread. If it's the beer version, then it's just the type of beer that you made. So now the Gemara brings what seems to be a contradiction. In one brisa we learn that this asparagus drink is good for lot, for the lay, for the heart, the eye, and the eyes, and the tchol, and the spleen, but it's harsh for a mat, for the roish, for the head, and the ma'ayim, and the intestines, and tachtonius for hemorrhoids. But yet in another brisa, the exact opposite. Then l'ramat yofel l'lat kasha. So the Gemara says loy kasha. Depends what version, what type of asparagus drink it is. Hob the chamra, the one of the wine version, is good for the lot, for the lave and the eye and the tchel. Hob the shichra, this one's talking about beer, there it's good for a mat. And therefore different types are good for different things. So then another contradiction says, Tanacha the rok achra of loyke. One brisa says that if you spit afterwards, it's harmful, that it could cause sickness. But the other brisa says if you don't spit afterwards, that could be harmful. Because again, it's the certain saliva that it causes that's harmful for the person. You have to spit it out. So the Gemara says, Likash again, Habad Chamer, Habad Shicher, that by the wine version, one should not spit out. Because if you do, that's going to be harmful to the body. But yet the beer version, if you don't spit, so then that saliva that comes in the mouth afterwards can cause a person to get sick. So Amr Bashi, Hash Da Amrit, Loi Rok Acher of Loike. Now that we said that if one does not spit after the beer version, that it could be harmful to the person, so then meim of nizrak and afil b'fnei melech, then you could spit out that saliva in front of a king, and that is you should spit out, and you shouldn't come to harmful situation that it might cause a danger to the person. Therefore, even in front of a king, which you have to have kavod, you could spit out. And that is, again, there's two types of the asparagus drink. There's the wine version, and there's the beer version. Each one has its own specific medicinal benefits, and its own different halachas, depending on which one it is. So one of the halachas we mentioned by the asparagus drink is, from the six things, is that you have to give it back to the one that gave it to you. So now the Gemara says some deeper mystical insights related to these halachas. Rabbi Bishmol ben Elisha, Shloisha Dvar Misochli Surreal Sar HaPnim, that there are three things that Surreal, who is a very chash of a malach that comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the master of the interior, so to speak, he told me three things. One, Al Titel Chalukcha Shachris Miyad HaShemesh V'Tilbish, don't take your shirt in the morning from your attendant and put it on. Rather, you yourself should go ahead and take it from where it is and put it on yourself. Second thing is, you shouldn't have your hands washed by someone that didn't even wash his own hands yet. And the third one, which is related to our Gemara we had before, you shouldn't give back the drink of the asparagus only to the one that had given it to you because of Tachsafis, which is a certain name of a group of Shadim, of harmful demons that can cause damage. And that is that many things in the halacha that we have, that although it has its inyanim in Nigla, so to speak, in halacha, but in these deeper Kabbalah and deeper mystical concepts, which he says that all these different Shadim can cause harm to the person if he doesn't give it back to the person that had given it to him originally. But Amrilan, some say, that if you don't give it back to the person that gave it to you, then there's a different group of what's called malachi chavola, of angels of destruction, that they wait for the person. And they say, when is finally someone going to be, so to speak, trapped in one of these things, and then we, so to speak, can get to him? And that is this Rabbi Shmuel. He had gone up to Shemayim through reciting a Shem of Hashem, as it's brought in the through the Brice of Maisa Merkava. And that's where he heard these three secrets from this Malach, Surreal, when they got up in Shemayim. So therefore it's very important to follow the Halacha, because we don't know all the deeper so to speak, surreal things that happen when a person doesn't keep the specific halacha. Similarly, the Gemara brings Amri Rav Shimon Levi, Shleishadvaram Sachli Malcha Mavis. There are three things that the angel of death told me. And it's very similar to what he heard from Surreal, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. First one is Altita Chalutcha Shachis Mead Hashemesh Retilbush. You shouldn't take your shirt in the morning from your tent and put it on, rather, you yourself should put it on. Second one was the same one about Altita Yodecha Mimishle Notal Yodav. You shouldn't wash your hands from someone that didn't wash his own hands yet. And the third one is a different one, but Altamedlif Nehanoshim. You shouldn't stand in front of women when they're coming back from in front of the corpse, in front of the dead person. And that is when they're on the way back from the Beis HaKvaros. And the reason is, the Malach Mavis says, the angel death says, because I'm dancing and I'm coming in front of them. And I have my sword in my hand. And I have permission to kill whoever is there. And that is some of the Mefarshim say, because Chava was the cause of death to the world through the Eitz Hadas, and therefore when the women are, so to speak, coming back from the death, the Malach HaMavis, so to speak, has his powers there amongst the women that caused this death to the world, and therefore you should not be there because you can get harmed from the Malach HaMavis. So the Gemara says, V'ipoga Maitakanti, if one encounters women on their way back from the Beis HaKfaras, from the dead, so what should one do? So the Gemara says, "Linshiv miduchte arba amas." You should jump from your spot 4 amas away to get away from there. Iikanara le'abri. If there's a river, you should cross it over. Viikadarcha achrina lezelba. If there's another path, you should go on that path. Viikaguda le'kachir. If there's a wall there, you should go and stand behind the wall. V'ilayin if not. So what does one do? There's nowhere to go. Lehader ape. He should turn his face. V'leim, and he says the following pasuk. V'yoyma Hashem el asatna. Hashem says to the satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha b'gomer, that Hashem denounces you. In other words, a pasuk that, so to speak, is a shmira to save oneself from the Malach HaMavis, ad dechal from them until they pass, and that's, so to speak, bihi shmira. And that's what it is when there's certain shadim lechavola, these are spiritual laws that are related to different halachas. So therefore, these secrets were told to these two Tamid HaChacham regarding what happens if one does not keep specific halachas or in certain type of dangerous situations. Now the Gemara continues with Koshal Bracha, that is regarding by Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush and Abdullah. There are certain halachas related to the Koshal Bracha. Amr B'zeirim and Bavov, Amrila and Samsi B'masnitutan that we learned in the Braisa. Asar Dvarim Nemr B'Koshal Bracha. There are 10 different things, 10 different halachas that are said by a Koshal Bracha, a cup that's designated not just for, so to speak, to drink for enjoyment, but it's being used for a specific bracha, for a certain bracha, for example, like Birchas HaMazon, that we, so to speak, are machshavit by using it together with a cup of wine. So there's 10 different halachas. Toin haddacha, it requires washing. And the Gemara later is going to explain all these different halachas. Ushtifa and rinsing. Chai, it has to be chai. Umole and full. Iter, it requires crowning. V'ituf and covering. Noit lebeshtei yodav, you take it with both hands. V'noisnoi b'yamin, and you place it in your right hand. U'magbiyam and akarka tefach, and you elevate it from the ground, at least a tefach. And that is if you're reclining and eating your meal on the ground. But if you're eating on the table, then you pick it up from the table, a tefach. V'noisn einov b'y, and you should always have your eyes always gazing at the cup of wine. V'yeshayim, and some say, on the 11th halacha, af meshagar b'matan al anshei beis, he also sends it as a gift to the people of his house. That's a reference as to one's wife, that, so to speak, through as a way of chashivis and as a gift to send to the wife to drink from this koshal bracha. So Amr B'yochan really commented on that and on this, these 10, 11 halachas, that anu ein lonu ela brabavat. We only, the way our meaning is, our halacha is, we only keep 4 of these things. Hadacha, which is washing, ushtifa and rinsing, chai, which the Gemara is going to explain what that is, umale, and that it should be full. So now the Gemara explains. Tana, we learned hadacha, when it says that there's washing, that means mibifinim, it means inside the cup. Ushtifa and rinsing means mibachotz, to wash the outside of the cup. So Taisa explains in the name of the Re that this is only if the cup is not clean, that there's some leftovers in the cup. But if it's a clean cup, it says besides that, there's no problem, because the only thing is that it should be a clean cup, that it should be a bracha yafa. This that we're talking about requires these things is only if it's not clean. But if it's clean, you don't need these. You don't need to do a washing and a rinsing. So now the Gemara says what the rewards are regarding keeping some of the other halachas required by Koshal Bracha. Whoever makes a bracha on a full cup, A similar type of a reward that they give him an inheritance without boundaries. In other words, like a cup overflowing, that there's nothing that can contain it. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, Umali Birchas Hashem, and it's filled with the blessing of Hashem. Yam Vedarmi Russia, they'll inherit to the west and to the south, is that there's no end to the blessings that will come to a person that fills up that there's Umali. Rabbi Yisrael Chanino Imre says, moreover, he says, that the person merits and he inherits two worlds. This world and the world to come. Again, that's if he makes a bracha on a full cup. And Tosfos explains, interesting pshat from Rabbi Yosef Mimashlaya, that it should have written in that pasuk, Yam Bedarim Rush, that the west and the south, they will inherit. Why does it say Yerusha, an extra Yod and Hey? So he says that's because these two worlds of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba were created with a Yod and a Hey. That is, this world was Behibarim, was created with a Hey. And that is, the pasuk says, Ki Baka Hashem Tzorilam, that with Ka, with a Yod and Hey, Hashem created the world, Tzorilam, He created the world. That is, the Yod is the world to come, and Hey is this world. And that's how we see from the extra Yerusha, the extra Yod Hey, that the person will inherit this world and the world to come if he makes a bracha on the full cup. The Gemara continues, Iter, one of the 10 things was crowning, to crown the Kesha Bracha. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Ma'atreyu B'Tamidim, he would crown the Kesha Bracha with students, and that is, through Chashivas, he had all his students surrounding him when he made the Bracha. That was how he crowned the Kesha Bracha. Rav Chizda Ma'atle Menatle, Rav Chizda would crown it with small little cups around it, and some people have that. It's a nice present, they have the cup, and that overflows into all the different bechers that are surrounding it. So he would surround the main Kesha Bracha with all these small little cups. So the Gemara says, the Amr B'chanan U'B'chai. One of these things was that it has to be B'chai. And B'chai is that they diluted with water after it was already put into the cup, undiluted. In other words, one of the ways of being machshav a kais, so that it should be that you put it in undiluted. But obviously you can't make a bracha on it when it's undiluted, as the Gemara says that ein mevarchim, we don't make a bracha on undiluted wine. So therefore, it means that you put it in undiluted and then you dilute it. That's one pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is that this, that it's that chai, it means that it's new, that it was just freshly, so to speak, made, that it was just brought from the barrel and now it was just diluted now. It wasn't, so to speak, in the fridge for all this time. That's the chashivas that it should have chai. Again, either chai means to say that it was actually put in undiluted and then it was diluted in the cup already. Or it means that it was just freshly made, so to speak, it's just freshly brought. Amar of Sheches, Uba Birchas Ha'aretz, and that this is done at the bracha of Noid Lecha, that is when one adds on all the cups around it. That's when you start being machshavit. That's the time of when we do the Iter. One of the things was Ituf, when we cover. What does it mean to cover? Rav Papa Ma'atav Yosef, Rav Papa would cover himself, his head, with his talis when he would make Birch Samazin. Rav Asi Parasudar Resha, Rav Asi would put a kerchief on his head. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that's the Makar where it says that a person should wear his hat when he makes Birch Samazin. Again, it's a way of Ituf, it's to, so to speak, cover one's head, it's a chashivas for the Birch Samazin. Then one of the halachas was Noit L'Bishtayidah, he takes it with two hands. So Amr B'chinna by Papa Michael, what's the pasuk? So it says, it says, lift up your hands in the plural, in holiness, and bless Hashem. So we see, and that's what people, when they would pick up for someone to make the bracha, they pick up with two hands, and they give it to him in his right hand. As the next halacha says, if a nice leman, and you give it to the right hand. So the earlier ones, the early Talmid Chacham, they had the question, was, could the left hand support the right hand? So although the right hand is holding, but could the left hand, so to speak, support it? So Amr Avashi, since the earlier ones, they had this question and they didn't resolve it, if you can do that. Now we continue on to the Nalafam Abayz. So Anan, so we do Luchum stringently that we don't have the left hand helping the right hand at the time of the bracha, and one should hold it just with the right hand. Another one of the 10 halachas was a magbim and a karka tefach, and that you lift it up from the ground or the table, at least a tefach, you should elevate it. So Amar Rachab, Reb Chanina, Maiker, what's the pasuk for that? As it says, Kois Yeshuis Esa, that the cup of salvation, Ashay, lift up, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, and then in the name of Hashem I will call out, that we see that one should lift it up, and that is at least the minimum should be a tefach. So then one of the halachas was, V'nisin Einav, that he should have his eyes, he should always be gazing at the Kesha Bracha. And what's the reason for that? That his mind shouldn't wander from it. That's a way of focusing, of having him think about it. And that's why he should be looking at it when he's making the bracha. And then the 11th thing that was added on, according to some, they say, that it should be sent, and that is that people send the Kesha Bracha to their wives, is that it should be given as a gift, as a sign of chashivas, as a gift, when it's sent to the wife to drink from the Kesha Bracha. And that is, ki hechad it isbarach the besu, so that his wife should get the blessings of the Kesha Bracha, and that is because it's a cup of wine that has bracha in it, and therefore that's why one should send it to one's wife. So the Gemara brings a story related to this, that Ula ikal lever of Nachman, Ula once came and visited at the house of Nachman, karach rifta, so they ate a meal, baruch and birchas mezayin, they went and he's benching. Yov lekisa de brachas of Nachman, so they gave a cup to make a kosher bracha for birchas mezayin to Rav Nachman. So amalei Rav Nachman, l'shadim arkasa de brachas to leyalta. So Rav Nachman told to Ula that was making the birchas mezayin, says, you know, send it to my wife, yalta, to have from the kosher bracha. So amalei, so Ula told him, hochi amei birchanan, ein pri bitna shel ishim is barich, that the fruits of the belly of the woman, so to speak, is only blessed through the fruits of the belly of her husband, of the man. Shanem, as it says in the Pasuch, Uverich Privitnucha, says that Hashem will bless the fruits of your belly, referring to the man. Privitnu loy nemar, el Privitnucha, doesn't say the fruits of her belly, although that's where the blessings have to be, that's where it gets developed, the child is in the woman's belly. But still, it doesn't say privitna, it says privitnacha, and that's why she doesn't have to drink from it, because it's your drinking that's important, not her drinking. So as the Gemara says, Tanya Mahachi, similarly we learn in the Brayser, Reb Nosson Eimer, Minayin Shein Privitna Shel Ish Mizbarach, Elim Privitna Shel Ish. How do we know that the fruits of the belly of the woman only gets blessed through the fruits of the belly of her husband? Shneimer says, in the Pasuk, Uverich Privitnacha, that he will bless the fruits of your stomach, your belly, Privitna Lei Nemel Privitnacha. So that was why he said, you don't have to send it to your wife. So during that conversation, Yalta, his wife, heard that they're not going to be sending her the Kesha Bracha. So come up Bizihara, so she got up in anger. But also she went up to the wine storage. She broke 400 barrels of wine. So Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told to Ula, Nishadilar Makasa Achrina, so send her a different cup of wine. You gotta appease her. So Shalakla, he sent her the following message. Kol Hai Navga, this whole barrel, in other words, because they were taking a new cup, that it's just like the cup of wine that we made the birchas hamazon on. It's the same thing, although it's coming from the barrel. The bechasi, that it also has blessing, that's the kesha bracha. In other words, it's the wine in the barrel is the same thing, and you could drink from it. So Sholchaleis, he sent back to him, mimahaduri mili umismartute kalmi. That is that from those that are mahaduri, that they go around in the cities, is mili, is words, that they say a lot of words that are empty. In other words, what are you saying? It's not worth anything. And similarly, mismartute, that from those who have these worn out and shmata type of clothing, is kalmi, it causes a lot of lice. In other words, what are you obviously have nothing to say for yourself, and you're saying something that's foolish, it's not worth anything, it's not the kesha bracha, and it's, in other words, she wasn't taking that as an appeasement. So the Gemara says that Amar Basi, that one should not talk over a kosher bracha. And that is from the time that he picks it up until he makes the bracha, he shouldn't be talking. In other words, some people pick it up and they're like waiting for everyone and they're talking. One should not do that. From the time that one picks it up, a person should not be talking until it's over. Vam Ravasi, and Ravasi also said, in mevarchin al kosher paranis, that we don't make a bracha, in other words, birchas hamazon, a kesha bracha, we don't make it on a cup of punishment. To which the Gemara says, my kesha paranis, what does it mean, a cup of punishment? So Amar Nachman Yitzchak kesha, it means the second cup of wine, which that's what's known as in Kabbalah, and the Gemara brings that many times, of zugais, of peers, that the peers are considered dangerous, that whoever gets up from his table after drinking two cups or four, anything that doubles, can get harmed by shade by the demons, and therefore one does not make a kosher bracha on the second cup because it's harmful. Tani Namahochi, similarly in the Braisa, Shoysa Kiflayim Lo Yavar, whoever drinks doubles, in other words, peers, he shouldn't make a bracha on it. In other words, a kosher bracha, Mishum Shinem, because it says in the Pasuk, Hichoin Likrasa Lekech Yisrael, that prepare yourself towards your God Yisrael, and that is that it should be with fitting words and not with Divri Paranis, not with things of punishments. In other words, it should be prepared properly. And on the second cup, it's not proper because that's something of danger of punishment because of the power that demons have over when it's in pairs. It has to be an odd number, so to speak. And v'haylo miskan, as the Gemara says, this one's not prepared. Amar b'vav, amar l'ba masnita tana. That says that you always have to, so to speak, settle a little bit more from when you're eating to the bracha. And that is, if someone is eating as he's walking, so then when it comes time to do the bracha, so he has to stop and at least stand. But if he was eating standing, he wasn't walking, then he has to at least sit when he makes the bracha. And if he was eating as he was reclining, then he has to sit up and make the bracha. In other words, it always has to be more of a chashibis for the bracha. However, the Gemara paskins v'hilchas abakul yoshev b'mavarch. Now, look, by all these situations, whether he's walking, he's sitting, he's reclining, by all of them, one sits up and one makes the bracha. And Taisa says that this that we say by all of them, you sit and you make the bracha, is because birchas hamazon is deraisa, so therefore they were more machmer about it, that one has to sit and make the bracha more than other brachas, because there were 10 different halachas that were said by the kesha bracha, whereas by other brachas, it's not necessary for a person to have to sit and make the bracha. And Tosfos says that that's the abbreviations of v'chalta v'savata v'rachat, which talks about birchas hamazon, that v'chalta, that you will eat. V'savata is broken down into the two words, shev eis. It's a time for sitting, uv'rachta, and then you make the bracha. And that was said for birchas hamazon more than any other brachas. Hadnulach shleish sha'achlu. This is the end of the seventh parak of Masechtas Brachas. And now we continue on to the eighth parak, which continues on the halachas of Suda that we were talking about in the previous parak. So the Mishnah begins. Eilu devarim shebein Beishamai Beishil Besuda. These are the things. There's many different machloikas in between Beisham and Beishil regarding the halachas of that apply by a Suda by a meal. And the Mishnah begins. Beishamai Emrim Mevarch Aleyayim Ve'achakach Mevarch Aleyayim. Shammai says that first one makes the bracha on the day, on the Kedusha Sayyam, for example, when one makes Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tiv. First you mention Asher Kedushanu, but it says we mentioned the whole Kedusha HaShabbos and Yom Tiv. And then you make the bracha on the wine. After that, you make the bracha on the Bayer Priya Gofen. Ubisil says no. Mevarach al Yayin, Achav Mevarach al Yayin, as our minig is. But first you make the bracha on Bayer Priya Gofen, and then you go ahead and say the whole Kedusha Sayyam. Another machlekes. Beshammai Emim Neitin Liyadayim, Vachach Mezgin Esakis. First you wash your hands until it's time, and then you pour the cup of wine. And that is, they used to have wine before the meal. As the Gemara in Ketz Mevarchim and Daf Mem Gimel says, that they would recline, and then they would bring wine for them. So Beishamai says that first you wash until it's time, and then they drink the wine of the cup. And then they eat their meal with that natila that they had taken before that cup of wine that they drank. But Beis Hillel say, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Moizgin Nesakoyis V'achakech Noil Yadayim. No, that first you pour the cup of the wine and they drink it, and then you wash your hands. And the Gemara is going to explain what's pshat in both of their opinions, why it would make a difference either way. Another machlokes is the Mishnah quotes, B'shami Oimrim Mekaneich Yodav B'mapa, that the person who wipes his hands in the napkin, in other words, after when he washed Natilas Yadayim, which come before the meal, so now he wiped his hands in the napkin, U'manicha Ala Shulchan, then he puts it on the table. And there, and that's the napkin that he wipes his hand the whole meal from when his hands get dirty during the meal. He puts it on the table. You don't put it on the table. You put on the cushion, whether it's the bed that they recline on or the cushion, that you put it there afterwards, and that's where you leave it there to always wipe your hands during the meal. And the Gemara is also going to explain what would be the difference if you put it on the table or on the cushion. Another machlokes the Mishnah brings is Bishami Oimrim Mechabdin Esabais. First you clean the house. That's the place where you ate, that if they reclined on the floor, so then you clean the floor, or if they reclined by on the table, so then you clean off the table from all the different leftover pieces of bread and then the meal that was there. And then and then they wash their hands by machrainim. Ubisel Oimrim, no, noitli yadayim, v'achakach mechabdin esabais. First you wash by machrainim, and then you clean off the table. Now the next machlokes is related to if someone has a situation where he only has one cup of wine on Matzah Shabbos. So therefore the halacha is that he leaves it until after he eats his meal, in other words his evening meal, and then on that meal he says the Havdalah of the Havdalah candle, and he makes his Birchas HaMazon with the Kesha Brach of the cup of wine, and he makes it on the Besam and Havdalah. So there's a machlekes between Beisham Bezil, what's the correct order one should do when he's leaving it together with making, so to speak, the Kesha Bracha. He's using it for Havdalah and for Kesha Bracha of Birchas HaMazon for the meal that he's eating in the evening. Beisham Oimrim, first comes Ner, the Havdalah candle, Umazon, and then for the Bracha of the Birchas HaMazon. Besamim, on the then the fragrances that one makes. Avdala, and then the nusach of Avdala of Hamav Mekodesh L'chol. Ubisil Oimrim, a different order. First comes Ner, and that he agrees to Beishame, that first comes the flame. Second one is Ubisamim, then come the fragrances, then Mazin, then comes the bracha for Birchas HaMazin, and then Havdalah, then comes Havdalah. Now, another machlokes that the Mishnah quotes is regarding the Havdalah candle that we just mentioned, the Matzah Shabbos. What is the correct nusach that one says? Bisham Oimrim, Shebara Ma'oir Ha'esh. The way it should be said is Baruch HaTosh HaMakin Melech HaElam. Shebara Ma'oir Ha'esh, that Hashem created the fire, the illumination of the fire. So there's 2 points. One is that Shabara in the past, and also that it's a singular term of the illumination of the fire. That we thank Hashem that He's the one who creates the, and this is Ma'ari is plural, the illuminations of the fire. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly which point they argue on, but it seems to be that there's 2 points. One is that Beshama uses the past tense and Basil uses the present tense, and one is that Beshama uses a singular illumination and Basil uses a plural illumination of Ma'ari Ha'ish. Next halacha that we talked about, which is related to what we were discussing regarding this machlekes Beshama Basil regarding Havdalah. So the Mishnah says, Ima Varchin Loyal Aner Bolayal Besam Shalakim. We're not allowed to use the flame or the fragrant spices of an idol worshiper to make the bracha when we use for the Havdalah candle. We can't use that. The Gemara is going to explain all the reasons that we're going to say for this and for the future halachas that the Mishnah is going to say right now. Moreover, v'loyal aner v'loyal b'samim shel meisim. You can't use the flame or the fragrant spices that are used for the dead. V'loyal aner v'loyal b'samim shel avodah zarah. You can't use the candle or the besamim of avodah zarah, of the idols itself. Then the Mishnah continues with different halachas related to the Havdalah. Ve'im avarchen ala ner ad she'yusu le'oire. That you can't make the bracha on the Havdalah candle, bo'im o'ir eish, until you have hana, you have enjoyment from the actual flame. And you use it and you utilize it, then you can make that bracha. So now the Mishnah continues with the halachas of brachas, which is the halachas of our Masechta. Misha achel v'shachach v'loi berch. If someone ate and forgot and he didn't make Birchas HaMazon. So we have another machlokes Bisham and Basil. Bisham Oimrim Yachzer L'mkoymoy. You have to go back to where you ate and there to make Birchas HaMazon. Although you went away already, you got to come back. Basil Oimrim Yavarach B'mkoymish Niska. You can make the brach of Birchas HaMazon where you remember. However, Vad Masim Mavarach. Until when can one make Birchas HaMazon? So you're talking about someone that forgot the bench. So obviously time has elapsed. How long could he go until later that he can make the Birchas HaMazon? So the Mishnah says, Ad Kideshis Akal HaMazon Shebimeyev. Until the food in his stomach was digested, that's the amount of time that a person can still say Birchas HaMazon up until that time. The Gemara is going to explain what is that shear, what is that amount of that the time it takes for the food to be digested in the stomach. So, Bolehen Yayin Acha HaMazon. If let's say wine comes after the meal, and this is talking about before Birchas HaMazon, so what does one do? Another machlik is Besham Bisil. Im Einsham Elo Oisek Kois. If there's only this cup of wine, and again he has it, and it comes at the end of the meal before Birchas HaMazon, so Bishami Yomim Mevarach al Yain V'achach Mevarach al HaMazon. Bishami says that you could make a bracha on the wine and drink it, and then you can make a bracha on the Birchas HaMazon. Then you can bench. In other words, you don't have to save it for the Birchas HaMazon to make it on Kesha bracha. First, you make Birchas HaMazon so that you can utilize the cup, the kesha bracha for Birchas HaMazon, and then you make a bracha on the wine, and then you, so that you could drink it. And the Gemara is going to explain what's the pshat in their machlokes. And then the Mishnah concludes that a person can answer amen after Yisrael that made a bracha, but you cannot make it. You cannot answer, respond amen after when a kuti makes a bracha. And these are people that converted, but they didn't do a full conversion, and they don't have. They're a little bit suspicious, so to speak. And that is Achi Yishma Kala Bracha Kula. You can't answer the Amen after Kuta until you hear the entire Bracha. And that is because by a Yid, even if you didn't hear only the end of the Bracha, in other words, you just heard the word Niyeh B'dvarai, you can answer Amen. But after Kuta, you can't, because maybe he was blessing to his gods of Har Gerizim, not to Hashem. Therefore, you don't want to respond Amen to that, you're agreeing to that. So therefore, by a Kuta, you have to hear the whole Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Likin Melchem. Then you hear the Bracha that is blessing Hashem, then you can answer Amen. But by Yid, even if you just hear the last word, you could answer Amen, as long as you know what bracha that you're answering Amen on. It's not a problem, and therefore a Yid is different than a Kuti. So now the Gemara elaborates on the machlokes in that were there in our Mishnah between Bisham and Bishel. Tanrabban, Devarim Shabin Bisham and Bishel Basud, these are the things that are different between Bisham and Bishel regarding the halachas of Basud of a meal. Bisham Oim Mevalcha al Merch al Yoim. The first machlokes we had was the Bisham says first you make the bracha on the day, and then you make the bracha on the wine of Bar Priyag Ofer. And he says why? He brings two reasons. Because the day is what's causing the wine to come. And that is this cup that you're making a Bar Priyag Ofer, that you're making any brachas, and that is only because of Shabbos that you're using it for Kiddush. So therefore, you'll first make a bracha on the day because it's the whole impetus for the whole wine in the first place. And then you make the bracha on the Bar Priyag Ofer. A second reason is, Ukvar Kiddush Hayoyim V'adayin Yayin Lo Ba. The day was already sanctified. In other words, its sanctity of the day was already there when you were Makabel Shabbos or from Tzesek Chavim and the wine had not yet come yet. In other words, you didn't come to the table yet. So therefore, just like it came beforehand when in its original coming, so too regarding its bracha, it also comes before the bracha on the wine. Those are the two reasons of Bishami. First you make the bracha by a prayer gofen, and then you make the bracha on the day. And he gives two reasons also. One, Shahayayin Gurim the Kedusha Shatiyamr. The wine is what causes the Kedusha of the Shabbos, the whole Nusach of Kiddush, to be said. And that is, because if you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. And although you can make Kiddush on bread, it's also in the place of wine. And therefore the bread, the bracha on the Hamalitza, would also be before the bracha on the Kedusha Shayayim of Mekadosh HaShabbos. So therefore, since it's the only way you have the Kiddush in the first place, so therefore you make the bracha on the wine first, before you make on the Kedusha Shayayim. Dabar Achar, another point is that Birchas Hayayin Tadira or Birchas Hayayim and Tadira is that the bracha on the wine is frequent. You drink wine very often versus the bracha on the day of Shabbos, it's not so frequent. It only comes once a week or Yom Tov comes once a year. And therefore we know the famous klal that Tadavish and Tadikaidim, when you have something that's frequent and something that's not frequent, you first do the thing that's more frequent. And that is what that's learned out in Masech Tzvachim from a pasuk that it says regarding the Mesafin, that when it says regarding the extra karbanos that are brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, it says milvad oilasa baker, that's besides the oila, carbon oila of the morning, asher lo oilasa, tell me that's for the oila of that comes every single day, tasu es eli, you should do these things, these karbanos, these carbon of musaf. So it's mashma that after that you brought the carbon tamid, then you should bring the carbon musafin. And that is the drasha that says asher lo oilasa tamid, is an extra pasuk to teach you that because it's tamid, that's why the pasuk says that it comes first. And from here you learn that anything that's tamid, that's tadu, that's constant, that comes before the thing that's not so constant. And that's the second reason why the bracha on the wine comes before the bracha on the kedusha sayyim, because wine is more constant, it's drunk and more than the bracha that's said on the kedusha sayyim. And the Gemara concludes v'alocha kedusha bisil, that we first do Bar Priyag Ofer and then the Kedusha Sayyam of Kedusha Shabbos, like our minhagis. So then the Gemara asks, my dava achar. Why did Beis Hillel give a second reason that why the Kedusha of Yayin should come before the Kedusha of the Yayim of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because v'chitem ahasam tarti v'hachachad, because if you're going to say veer, in other words, Beis Shammai's opinion has two reasons, and here there's only one reason, so maybe the halacha should be like you, Beis Shammai. So that's why Beis Hillel says, nami tarti, and then here also there's two reasons. That birchas hayayin tadira ubirchas hayayim in the tadira betadavish in the tadu kaidim, that the second reason was that because the bracha on the wine is frequent and the one on the day is not, so therefore the more frequent one comes first, and that's my second reason why you make on the wine first and then on the kiddush of hayayim of kedusha shabbos. So in the Gemara concluded by halacha kedav beisil, the halacha like beisil pshita, it's obvious donafka baskel. There was already a basko that emanated from Shemaim that says that the halacha is always like Basil. So why do we have to say here specifically that it's like Basil if it's always like Basil? So the Gemara gives two pshatim. Ibai same, if you want, you could say that koidim basko, it's referring to before the basko. So there it could have been either Basil or Beshame. That's why we told you halacha is like Basil. Ibai same, if you want, you could say la'acha basko, it's referring to even after the basko. So why did we have to say that it's specifically like Basil, not like Beshame? And then we continue on to the top of Nun Beis Amid Aleph, because Rabbi Yeshua, it's going like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Amar Imashkech Mebaskel, that he says, we don't reckon with a Baskel, although a voice came out of Shemayim, as the famous Gemara Bab Metzia says, that he stood up on his feet, says, Loi Bashemayim He, which was the famous story with that Rabbi Elazar, that he tried to bring all these different proofs from Shemayim, and even from Shemayim they call it. He says, Leib HaShemayim, it's not in heaven. We don't listen to Abascon. Therefore, we had to say like him, that the Halach is like Basil over here, because he doesn't care, so to speak, that even from Shemayim they said that the Halach is like Basil. We Paskin, and not in Shemayim. Therefore, we have in our Gemara, Machloik is, Shemisham Basil, if the Kiddush HaYoim, or the Yayin is the Iker, and that's the halacha, that the Yayin is the Iker, like Basil, that first we make a bracha by Pirak Ofen, and then we go ahead and we make the Kedushas HaYayin.